Our guest on our program today from the Boone County Hospital, our Health Talk time here. We do have our CEO, Michaela Kienitz, joining us today. Michaela, thanks for taking time to visit.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for having me.
And you have your new CFO, Carl Willems, on the program with you today. Carl, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning.
Carl, you came on, part of the transition, I guess, on our administrative team, and just let listeners know a little bit. You came, from Broadlands? You'd been down at Broadlands and came to Boone County.
Yep, I did. I was down in Broadlands for about 9 years, and I've been in healthcare finance for 25 years and 20 years as a CFO in rural and urban settings, so really excited to be here.
Critical access hospitals, you have background in that area as well.
Yes, I do.
Very familiar how that works. And for I know because I've read a little bit about your background, we do have in Boone County have one of those free clinics, the Free Clinic of Boone County, part of the Iowa Free Clinics. And I know you've worked in that area as well.
Yeah, I'm the treasurer for the statewide network. Been on that board for about 5 years now.
Just another one of those areas where we provide assistance to those that need it. And we've got a few folks around here that do. I know our free clinic is always pretty busy here. So
yeah, and it's important service, and we're happy to do that.
So, Michaela, it's we did not have a board meeting here in July. Of course, had plenty of other things that we were still doing, and we'll have another one coming up here in August. But in the meantime, we continue to go ahead. We're into the new fiscal year, and we did have a lot of activity that was going on. Of course, probably most recently with all the heat and everything. I think you had a few customers from RAGBRAI that showed up.
Yeah, you know, Jim, with RAGBRAI coming through Boone County 2 days in a row, I do want to give a shout out to all the public service employees, and in particular our ambulance staff were out there helping. And you know, I think that the heat made it an even more challenging event than it regularly is. So, you know, all those folks did a really great job. We also had a tent in Madrid one of the days, giving away, you know, Band-Aids and granola bars and waters and things to help the riders on their path. So, you know, I think it's a big deal when RAGBRAI comes through a county, and I think that it's even a bigger deal when it comes through 2 days in a row. So just kudos to all the staff that helped make that happen.
It's one of those that, and when I know, I saw a couple of the reports, and they just list them strictly as medical calls, because more often than not, it's somebody's gone down either because of heat and or because of just they've spilled. They've had a spill, and I'm sorry, but when you're all hot and sweaty, road rash is not comfortable.
No, I think that there was a lot of riders this year because I think it was the 50th anniversary, and so, you know, the potential for spills, I think, was greater this year, and I do think that there were some injury call type things, and then also, you know, like I said, the heat contributed to some of the things that we were taking care of.
So we did also again, really overall for the month of July, pretty good weather wise and stuff. So I'm guessing some of your numbers probably a little bit slower than what we've seen in the past, because normally you get a lot of heat related type things that'll come up.
Yeah, July is not quite over, but it has been a little bit slow for us, especially in our inpatient. Right now the census is pretty low, but I do think that when we get closer to cold and flu season here in the fall, we'll see that pick up some. And then, you know, in the clinics, it's typically slower time in the summer. I think that we will see some of that pick up with back to school, getting people in for those physicals and immunizations and all the things that go along with back to school time. It's a typically busy time for our outpatient.
Well, I do know that, people are on vacation doing other things. They get busy doing other things and stuff. So sometimes they hold off probably longer than they should for paying a visit to their doctor. So
That's it.
Let's go, Carl. I know I did mention first month of the new fiscal year, but it did give you an opportunity to kind of wrap up the just completed one. You've only been really here about a third of the fiscal year, but what did it look like? How did we wrap up? And I know you're working with the auditor getting ready for that.
Yeah, we're we just wrapped up our financials and just started the audit work. But it does look like for fiscal year 23, we ended up with a positive margin, so we're really excited about that. We do have a very strong balance sheet with minimal debt, so our financial position is very solid at this point. Also, you know, the board adopted an operating capital budget for fiscal year 24, so I think has a lot of investments back into the facilities and the people here at the hospital. Probably the most significant investment this year is with the MRI replacement.
Oh, sure.
Which we're planning construction to probably start right around October and then finish that in January.
As I referred to it to most people, you just don't roll it in and roll it out. There's substantial.
No, there's a little bit more to it than that. It's not something that you just unplug, plug in a new one. There's some construction that goes along with it. They actually have to remove a section of the wall to remove the old MRI and to put in place the new one.
I know, and I remember when the one that's in there now went in several years ago. What life expectancy, something like that? Because I know new technology is part of it. I know that. And again, it's one of those things where you need to have something like that on site.
You absolutely. You know, I think the technology advancements have been pretty great in that area. And you really want to make sure that you're keeping up with that new technology. MRIs usually are about 5 to 7 years from a life expectancy standpoint, and so you want to really make sure that you stay ahead of that technology and provide, you know, good quality service there.
Yeah, Michaela, I think this is one of those things, a must-have for even a hospital our size, even though the proximity we are to Mary Greeley and down to the metro area, it's still essential for emergency service.
Absolutely, and I think that our MRI service is pretty busy, and so, you know, it would be not beneficial for us if we had to send all of those patients somewhere else for that service. So it is vital to our the care that we give to patients, to giving the quality care and having the outcomes and answers that they need right then and there. So the new one is going to, you know, offer us the opportunity to do a few more because it's a bit quicker than the one that we have right now. And then and like Carl said, you know, it's got advanced technology, and so it'll afford us the opportunity to do a couple additional tests than what we do right now. So that will be nice. So the things that we currently have to send folks on for, some of those things will be able to stay here locally.
Now, is this one of those that requires one of our radiologists to be a part of this whole process?
We have been working with radiologists as we've chosen which MRI machine we want, and so we've taken all of their suggestions into consideration throughout this process. And then our radiology team here, our radiology director and the staff have been really important as well in the decisions that we've been making.
Okay. I know. It's a big project. We'll get it, though.
The other
big expensive project you're working on are those ambulances. And any updates on that?
Yeah. You know, I think Mark Addy, our director of ambulance service here, found out that he thinks that we'll possibly get both of those ambulances by the end of the year. So looking at having those here in the next few months, it's really exciting because I think that we originally thought it could take anywhere from 18 to 24 months. And I think the board passed to order those in February, so we're going to get them within about 10 months, which is a big improvement from what the wait time we thought we would have. And a few of our ambulances have recently had some service done to them, so we're getting really excited to get the new ones and get those older ones replaced.
I was going to say, Carl, it's one of those things. You hit a point, don't you, where services are probably exceeding what a new one's going to end up costing you paying for it.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that is just an important vital service, and we want to make sure we have, you know, good ambulances and, you know, put a lot of miles on those ambulances.
I was going to say, yeah, it's not one there. People will look at them and say, well, that's a pretty new ambulance. It might look new because they really do take care of them quite a bit. I know, like, one of the things, and either Michaela or Carl can answer this, but some of the new ambulances, I've seen some of the equipment that goes into probably our newest ambulance. They got the hydraulic lift. I mean, things like that, those are things that we can get added into the new ones, and that is really beneficial for not just patients, but for those that are having to move patients.
Yeah, absolutely. All that the equipment is really important to have the newest and kind of the best equipment, so it's easiest on patients and easiest on our staff.
Yeah, don't want them getting hurt too. So
no,
that's not easy. And I know sometimes they go into houses and you have some of the firemen have to go help and get people down the stairs and around because it gets a little tight. So it's still, we have a lot of people being taken care of at home. So.
Yeah.
It'll be good to get those, and that's another thing I wanted to talk about, because I know, Michaela, when you started, you'd kind of asked the board to hold up on, like, facility planning and some of those things, too. Now, Carl's been a part of this. You guys have been able to take a look at it. Carl gets to look at how we're going to finance this, it's kind of a strategic capital improvement plan going forward, and, I mean, you're getting some idea of, about where you're at and what you're looking at now?
You know, yeah, we started that master facility refresh a few months ago, and it was intended to be a four-month project in sort of talking about where we're at with the board and talking about, with the architect team and the construction group where it looks like we might be heading. You know, I think that the master facility planning may take us an extra month or two to really make sure that we're making the best decisions for the longevity of the building and the sustainability of, you know, the services that we provide. And so we are getting a really good idea. One of the issues that we struggle with here, and I think we maybe talked about this last time, is that, you know, we're landlocked, and so there's a lot of residential area around us, and so there's not really a lot of room for the building to expand. And so that's one of the things that we're spending a lot of time thinking about and looking at and trying to, you know, understand. We have a lot of different locations. We've got, you know, the home health building. We've got two different clinics. We've got the hospital building, and sort of the age of all of that, and trying to make sure that the decisions we make will take us, you know, long into the future, long after Carl and I are probably not here anymore, but we want to make sure that we're setting up the organization for long-term success. So we are going to take the time that it takes to make sure we make the right choices. So probably a couple more months and we'll have some final decisions made on where we're going with that project.
And at the same time, we still have to do the roof. The helipad's been there, you know, because I remember when all of that went on. A lot of people will say the new hospital and they don't realize how many years it's been there. So
yeah, I think the last addition to the hospital was in 2003, so 20 years ago was the last time they did any additional construction here. But we do have some helipad repair work kind of in our capital budget this year. So there are things that we have to continue to do, whether we do a, you know, get a building project going or not. We have to make sure that, you know, our parking lot is usable and people aren't going to trip and fall, and that we have, you know, our helipad is in great shape and all those things. So we do have some of those things we have to continue to do to maintain our current services. But yeah, it's a big project and there's a lot that goes into making those choices.
Yeah. I was going to ask Carl, because I'd seen recently at the state level, I know that the state made available to a number of facilities, healthcare facilities. I think Greene County happened to be one of those. They were still having issues recovering or making good and keeping their balance where it was following the pandemic and things like that. Boone County was not one that received those dollars. We're in pretty good position right now, the way it seems.
Yeah, I think we're in pretty good position. And, you know, when we're looking at the master plan there, you know, we're really going to take a hard look on you know, our financing options. And so we're looking at that right now, too, to really look and see what kind of financing is out there and available for us. And I think there's some pretty good options.
So, and we'll see how the interest rates go.
Yeah, interest rates are a little high, but there are some programs like through USDA that can help with that. So we're gonna really take a hard look and evaluate that.
So there are options to look at and stuff. And I know it's for those listeners are wondering, you know, talking about the facilities and the different number of buildings that are out there, the things you have to take care of. That's not new discussion for the board. This is, it's been around for a while, and is this one of those times when you can start to put together a good overall plan that the board will adopt to move forward and try to consolidate some of those services and improve those efficiencies?
Absolutely. I think that there's a lot of patient flow issues and things that happen when you have so many different locations. And so we would like things to be simpler for patients and more efficient for staffing purposes and all those kinds of things and maintenance of all of those buildings. So there's a lot to consider.
Well, a couple other things. I know, Michaela, you always like to talk about some of those things that people tend to overlook and maybe don't see, but some of the really highlights from the last month. You didn't have a board meeting, so you didn't have anything to pass along. Probably all the work that everybody did on RAGBRAI out there helping, I guess that might be one of the things.
Yeah, some of the other things that we're doing right now is, you know, we're gearing up for Puffer Billy Days. We're going to be in the parade there. And then we have continued on the Food for Kids drive. That has been a super successful program this summer. They've done it for about 5 weeks now with 1 week remaining, so next week will be the last week for that. And they have given out about 130 to 140 bags per week of food, and then also about 5 family boxes. And so, you know, that really speaks to the need in our county, and they're doing it at Madrid, the Boone High School, I believe, yep. And then Ogden at the community center there, yeah. Food pantry there, yeah. in Ogden. And so that's been very successful, I think, and really well received. The schools have partnered with us very nicely on that, and so that's been something exciting for our staff. And then being out with RAGBRAI and our ambulance staff, they do a lot of events. Coverage. They do, you know, if there's concerts in our county, if there's RAGBRAI, if there's the races that happen, if there's parades, they're just always there. And so I do like to give them a shout out because it's warm out. They're out there in the heat and they do a really fantastic job representing us and taking care of people who need them. So, they do a lot in the summer. And so I thought that's worth mentioning that we've been spending a lot of time out doing community stuff right now.
Yeah. And people don't realize that anytime there's a structure fire, the ambulance is there too. So they always go just in case.
Just in case, yep.
So personnel-wise, I know last time we talked, you let us know that you had another doctor that you had signed on. Still in the process of looking at others. Where are we at? What's happening?
Yep, we're still kind of in the same place we were last month. We've got Dr. Adam Gordon signed, and he's going to be starting next summer. And we have been talking to a colleague of his, and so hoping to get her recruited. And then continuing to work on ED recruitment. We've had some leads in that area. And then, in addition, we've been working on building our mental health services. And we've been working on that for a few months, just looking at all the various options. But we're getting very close to getting that all set up and ready to go. So next month, hopefully, I'll have more to talk about as far as our mental health services go. But I think we have a lot of really good leads for the family practice docs, and so that's exciting. I do not think that we will struggle to find another provider to help fill the vacancies that we'll have when Dr. Logan and Dr. Teal retire here within the next year or so.
Okay. I know. Yeah, both very popular. So
it's, yes.
We'll get them replaced, and we'll get more physicians in there, too.
They're going to be hard to replace. They are beloved, that's for sure.
Carl, when you take a look at some of the things that are going on, and again, not just here for Boone County, but I know you have to take a look at things that are happening with CMS and what's happening in those areas. You keep track of all of that information that's coming out. Is everything kind of holding its own, staying about on the same, because most people are using Medicare and things like that. They like to know that their coverage is there and available.
Yeah, you know, I don't think there's any major changes in the pipeline. You know, it's something that we always keep a close eye on. We work pretty closely with the Iowa Hospital Association from a advocacy standpoint, sure, to make sure that, you know, Medicare is well funded, that and as well as Medicaid. you just kind of keep an eye on those different programs.
All right. Well, I do know that as we get into August and get back into school, things like that, obviously things will start picking up there. Can't be too far away from starting to think about getting flu shots, I'm sure.
No, I think flu shots should be coming up here probably in the September-October time frame. And I think there may be some changes also to the COVID vaccines coming up, and we're just kind of waiting to hear some more information about that as those become more commercialized and aren't going to be coming from the government anymore. So the structure for those may change a little bit, but those will kind of go right along with flu shots, I believe. So
all right,
looking forward to that.
All right. Well, I do appreciate you taking time visiting with us, letting us know what's going on, again, at the Boone County Hospital. And people, look for them in the parade, okay?